I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. It's been a late spring for the largemouth bass. Many are still on their beds, and it's a question that we ask ourselves a lot. Should we be fishing those largemouth bass on the spawning beds? Let's talk about it, but first...
Fleet Farm is your one-stop shop for everything lawn and garden. This week only, take 25% off all hanging baskets. Or pick up Farm Fresh Select 6-inch annuals for just $3.99. Plus, choose from our wide selection of vegetables and more in the garden center. And with our price match guarantee, you will always get the lowest price on your backyard essentials. Don't miss out on lawn and garden savings this week at Fleet Farm.
Fishing for largemouth bass on the beds, should we be doing that? That's a good question. According to research, and this is national research, it doesn't seem to affect most fisheries. But there are lakes that have poor habitat for largemouth bass, and any bass that you see on the beds, you probably want to leave alone, because those fish are producing more bass. And on a lake that doesn't have the habitat that holds the proper forage base, that gives them the cover they need, it's not a good idea to target a fish that is actually spawning and producing more fish for that resource. But on a body of water that has a lot of good habitat for bass, picking a fish off the beds once in a while doesn't hurt. I myself do not target spawning bass on the beds because I know there are a lot of other bass out in deeper water, up in the shallow cover, that are not spawning, and you can get those fish to bite. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.